if you can't do something perfect, just don't do anything at all? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not a healthy motto to live by, but it sure does resonate with me. Now, I've always struggled with perfectionism, and it's sort of ambushed me this week. It's been a while since I've been paralyzed by it, and that's mostly because my creative efforts of late have all been on my own dime, burning my own time. But see, that changed this past week. After literally months of stalling, last week I opened a Patreon page. Within moments, I had multiple supporters, or patrons, and it was both humbling and flattering at the same time. People actually supporting me with their money smacks a little bit different than people being supportive in general. It's a sacrifice real human beings are making in order to facilitate my creative endeavors. So, of course, the things I create need to be absolutely perfect, because they deserve that, don't they? They're paying for me to create things both for them and for others. With that additional income, it means I can invest more time into making even better content. And you see where this is going, right? It's currently Thursday. I've created exactly zero things this week. And yes, it's been a particularly challenging week at day job, which required writing new code and inventing solutions to very specific problems with our very unique set of needs. So I could soothe my ego by claiming it's been a super busy week, which of course is why I haven't been able to let my creative juices flow. But that would be at most partially true. Like I said earlier, my perfectionism sort of ambushed me. I'd forgotten just how crippling it can be to feel the pressure of expectation. It was a problem when I made training videos commercially, and apparently it's a problem when I'm being supported by individual patrons too. The good news is I recognize it this time. It took years of poor performance and constant anxiety before I realized what was wrong with me in the past. So what I'm saying is, please don't stop supporting me, those incredible people who do so financially and verbally or commentarily. I will get back on track in short order and produce the same inconsistent mediocrity that you've come to expect from me. That self-deprecation? Yeah, it's still a feature as well. Now, I'm continually amazed and humbled by people desiring the same sorts of things that I do. Luckily for me, those things include empathy and patience. I really have picked the best group of folks with which to bond. And now, if you'll excuse me, I need to publish this before I decide that it's not quite good enough to share.